Breakfast with Rick Goddard on ABC Radio Hobart and across Tasmania.
Hearing reports of respiratory illnesses going through our young people very quickly. I don't know what you've noticed with your kids or grandkids. Dr. Collie Mullins is our friendly GP out of Rosny. Hello, Collie.
Hi, Rick. How are you doing today?
Good. Happy Easter. Are you on? Are we interrupting a holiday, or are you working today?
I'm at work at the moment, but just doing paperwork. So all good.
Oh, that's nice. Always a welcome interruption. Pretty much anything to paperwork. Let's go get a coffee. What have you noticed? Like, we're hearing anecdotally that there's these kind of quite sticky respiratory illnesses going around, particularly with kids. What have you seen?
Yes, certainly we have noticed an increase in presentations of kids with, just the common respiratory illnesses, with coughs, sneezing, sore throats, runny noses. And definitely is always more prevalent this sort of autumn, going into autumn-winter sort of season. But I do believe they're saying they've seen that, you know, there's been a lot more cases reported lately.
Now, all McCouch medical experts, who are the fastest to Dr. Google, are telling me this is because during COVID we were at home and now the kids are being re-exposed but they don't have the defences. Is that actually a medical perspective?
I think that could be a possibility for some of the really young kids who normally would have been exposed to a lot more last year, but because of, all the restrictions and things, probably didn't have exposure to these things. So that probably is a factor, as well as the fact that we are out and about more and we probably are a little bit more relaxed in our social distancing, hand hygiene and things like that as well.
And, I mean, it's interesting after the holidays what will happen, because we're going to be kind of mixing our germs all around the state.
Yep.
Are you nervous about that?
Oh, look, I wouldn't be surprised if there's an increase in respiratory illnesses being presented. The other thing is, you know, just the other bugs like a gastro, that type of thing. So we're certainly seeing a lot more of those types of illnesses than what we were this time last year. So it's obviously really important that we keep doing all those things that we did so well last year to try to prevent these things from spreading.
You're listening to GP Dr. Collie Mullins, just chasing up whether these respiratory illnesses are noticeably different. What is the illness? Because some of these colds that have stuck around for so long have made me wonder if we do have COVID in the community and it's just no one's talking about it.
Look, I think, definitely if we had COVID, we would know about it. But that is the really important thing, is that we're still getting tested. So even if you have sort of mild viral, you know, sort of cold-like symptoms, we can't assume that we don't have COVID in the community, and we have to go and get tested even with the slightest symptoms so that we can pick up anything early.
And how's the vaccine rollout going where you are?
Been really good, really rewarding. It's people are definitely taking up the vaccine, and we haven't had any issues so far at all in our rollout, and hopefully, you know, we'll continue to be able to get the vaccine out and ideally get more vaccines out to more people quickly.
With your client base, are you noticing any reactions to the vaccines?
Very minimal reactions. So, you know, just the usual things that you might see similar to a flu shot. So sore arm, maybe a few little aches and pains for sort of 24 hours. But generally most people have tolerated it really quite well.
Thanks so much. Great to talk to you this morning. Happy paperwork.
Yeah, you too.
Dr. Collie Mullins, Rosny GP.